Well, it is Wednesday today, which means it's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature our very own WKAR's radio reading service, which turns 40 next week. The service offers news and books read by volunteers to visually and physically impaired folks across mid-Michigan. Mike Lipsy has been a volunteer reader for the radio reading service for all 40 years of his existence. That's a long time. And Brad Walker, in addition to his duties, as you've heard, as a local host for All Things Considered, is also current director of the radio reading service. Earlier this week, I spoke with them about the program. Brad says that the volunteers read all sorts of things for the visually and physically impaired users.
We read newspapers, books, short stories. We read the grocery ads. We read shopping advertisements. We have an entertainment program. A lot of different book programs, book shows, interviews with authors, that kind of thing. But it's basically like a full-service station for people who are blind and visually impaired. And it's to get them through the day of what's happening out in the world.
Now, this isn't just something that anyone can tune into on a frequency on their radio. How does it get from the WKR studios into these folks' homes?
We have a specially made radio that has our subcarrier channel. We're on a subcarrier channel off the WKAR FM transmitter. And each person that qualifies for our service receives one of these radios.
Is this filled with content throughout the day, or are there just certain hours in which the visually impaired who are signed up for this can access the content or to expect
that
there
will be content? We're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we have something on at any time. We run repeats of some things. So, for example, we'll read the Lansing State Journal at 9 o'clock. We'll read that newspaper. That will air again at 6 o'clock or, I'm sorry, 7 o'clock in the evening for those that may have missed it at 9 o'clock. So we operate just like a regular radio station.
Yeah. Now, 40th anniversary coming up here,
wow.
October 1st, the radio reading service. That's pretty amazing, 40 years.
It really is.
Mike Lipsy, you've been a volunteer here for all 40 years.
All 40 years, yes.
And my understanding is it wasn't always known as a radio reading service. What was it back when you started?
I think I answered a short ad in the State Journal when this started up. They were looking for people willing to read for an hour at a time for the Radio Talking Book.
Radio Talking Book,
radio
it was called.
Radio
RTB,
Talking
RTB, perhaps, shortened.
RTB, that's right. And so I had done a little announcing at my dad's AM station before I came to Michigan State and thought this is a neat way to help out people and to sort of keep my hand in front of a microphone. So I applied and was one of the, I forget, 7, 8 people who began as volunteer readers.
How old were you at the time?
I was 27. I was an old student. I'd already gotten out of the Army. We were living in University Village at the time. My wife and two children. My son was born that summer. That's how I can keep track of how long the radio reading service has been going.
So you have a 40-year-old son.
That's exactly right. And it started out in the old OD, the University Auditorium, up on the second floor, and that's where the WKAR studios, I think, were on the third floor at the time. But they had renovated some storage closets underneath the balconies, and those were our studios for RTB broadcasts. Not ventilated, fairly dark. Watched your head because of the slope of the balcony above you.
Sounds like some things haven't changed in radio.
And they were hot in the summer, but it was fun.
What sorts of things would you read back then in 1973?
The live programming, I think, was 5 or 6 hours a day, maybe more. And it was largely newspapers. I think grocery ads may have been done then. I cut my teeth on the free press, I think.
Brett, how many listeners are there? How many people participate in the radio reading program currently?
Currently, we have about 800 listeners.
All in the mid-Michigan area?
All in the mid-Michigan area, yep. And volunteer-wise, we're just over 100. I think we're at about 104 volunteers, 105 volunteers. We have some that have their own shift, like Mike. He comes in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock to read the Christian Science Monitor. We have folks like him. We have people that just actually fill in, and we have people that actually just read books and short stories, and they set their own schedule. Usually it's once a week or twice a week, however they choose.
That's what I think is really fascinating. So, Mike, you're focusing in on the Christian Science Monitor. You almost develop an expertise about a publication in a way. I mean, how do you choose what to read as far as which newspapers, which books, which short stories? Do you take requests?
We do take requests. We really haven't received any requests for books or anything like that at this time, but we certainly would do that if somebody wanted to hear a new novel of some sort. We definitely will have a reader that will do something like that. Reading newspaper articles, that is left to the volunteer. We have a format of, 10 minutes of international news, for example, 10 minutes of local news, 10 minutes of sports, and they read mostly the mid-Michigan stuff, sports-wise, your MSU, your U of M, your Detroit teams, that kind of thing. But locally, it's all up to the volunteer on what stories do we have, for one, and what stories they can actually get in 10 minutes.
So there is some autonomy among the volunteers to decide what you choose to read.
You're thinking about sitting down and reading to a friend. And what does the Christian Science Monitor have that's unique to that paper? It's going to be more of a national coverage. If I'm sitting down with the Jackson Citizen Patriot, then we're looking for things more of a local bent and in more detail and more depth than they're liable to just catch as headlines sometimes.
Brad, you've been the director of the Radio Reading Service for 6 years now at WKAR. Is there a story that comes to mind that encapsulates the program? In the 6 years that you've been here, have you heard from listeners? Is there something that really gives a sense of why you keep doing this and why we keep doing this as a service in WKAR?
I got this from a listener probably about 3-4 years ago. We had decided at the Radio Reading Service to go out and interview a couple of different listeners and have promos on the air for our FM, for our television promos. And one of them really caught me because of what she said. She's a listener in Okemos. She can see fine, but she has some sort of issue with her hands and her legs and her feet that she doesn't know hot or cold. So she can't really turn a page very well. She just can't do that. So she has our service. And one of the questions, obviously, is what we ask them is, what does Radio Reading Service mean to you? And she said, it's a friend. It's somebody that I can listen to, not necessarily talk to them, but somebody is actually talking to me. And she said, people don't understand that if you're blind or you're not, if you don't have any connection with a friend or anybody like that, it's difficult to go through life. But when I've got somebody that is talking to me, when Mike reads the Christian Science Monitor, he's reading it to me. It gets me through the day. And that just got me. I thought, that's why I'm here. That's why I do this program. I am in charge of this program because of people like her that we're helping. And that makes a big difference in my life, too.
Mike, you've been volunteering at the Radio Reading Service for 40 years, since its inception. That's a deep commitment, one that I think few can claim of any sort, be it marriage, friendship. 40 years is a long time in any sort of commitment. Looking inward for a moment, what has volunteering at the Radio Reading Service meant in your life?
It began and it still is an opportunity to do something that for me is easy and enjoyable, that I know, just as Brad was saying, helps people. I have friends who are blind and who I know have tuned in over the years, and I had feedback from them, and that was nice. It's been a good thing to do. As far as the long-term commitment, Woody Allen said that 90% of success is just showing up. So when you have a one-hour commitment every week, you just make that. it was an easy and enjoyable way to help people. And I look at a picture here I have of myself 20 years ago when the talking book was 20. A difference in hair color, but it's difficult to think of the time passing like that. I've read with so many people and had so many friendships in the radio talking book, but time passes fast.
It sure does. It sure does. Although the lamps seem to stay the same.
I was noticing that this morning. Nobody can accuse the radio reading service of not being frugal with equipment.
Mike, I have to ask you, in the 40 years of reading news, what's one of the most memorable things you've read into the microphone?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough question. Well, the thing is, I hate to say mundane, because part of this is providing local news that particularly over the years, our readers have been able more and more to go to other channels for the big headlines and the world-shaking events. So a lot of our coverage is local. And the things that I remember are the local events in Jackson, local events in Lansing or Flint. That's what we could do.
Brad, for those who are listening out here who would like to participate in the radio reading service, either as a consumer, someone who listens to the volunteers read, or as a volunteer, how do they go about that?
One thing that you do is people that are listening most of the time right now, they may not be blind or visually impaired. They wouldn't use the service, but they know of their mom or dad or aunt and uncle. They know of somebody who, you know what, that's not a bad idea. Maybe they would be interested in that. All they would have to do is get in touch with me. They can email me at bradw@wkar.org. They can call me at any time at 517-884-4746. They can, if they want to be a volunteer, if they think, wow, I wouldn't mind doing what Mike does, just get in touch with me and we'll go from there. Volunteers go through an audition, a very strict audition process.
just to make sure folks can read okay.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But if they're interested in the service itself, get in touch with me, or if they want to be a volunteer, get in touch with me. Same thing.
Mike, we're coming up on the 40th anniversary of both your volunteering and of the radio reading service. As you look ahead, do you see the radio reading service evolving as you've already seen it evolve? Where do you see it kind of going?
That's hard to say with the changes in communication, the changes in print media. Who knows? But I think there will always be a spot for a friend who's willing to sit down and tell you about the local news, tell you what's going on in the world, you can tune to during the day, and just listen.
Well, Mike Lipsey is a 40-year volunteer for WKAR's Radio Reading Service, and Brad Walker is a director of the Radio Reading Service here at WKAR. Thank you, gentlemen, both for talking with me.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
And we could always use more nominations, and we know there are great people and organizations out there doing excellent work, and we actually count on you to bring them to us. So please help us out. Send us an email with those great nonprofits in the area to currentstate@wkar.org, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.